Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today's STEMinist is someone we should all feel grateful towards. She advanced the science related to a key appliance you use every single day, and probably take for granted, the refrigerator. We're talking about Mary Angell Pennington. Mary Angell Pennington was born in 1872 in Nashville, Tennessee. Soon after she was born, Mary's family, her mother, father, and younger sister, moved to Philadelphia to be closer to her mother's wealthy Quaker relatives. Mary's parents supported their daughter's interests and hobbies. As a result, Mary learned to garden with her father at a young age. She also loved to read and spent hours on end at her local library. It was there that she had her first breakthrough while reading a book on medical chemistry. Mary was studying a chapter on nitrogen and oxygen when something clicked. She later told The New Yorker, "I realized lickety-hoop that although I couldn't touch, taste, or smell them, they really existed. It was a milestone." Mary was 12 years old when she had that aha moment, and from that point on, she wanted to learn everything she could about chemistry. Unfortunately, the rest of society wasn't so keen on Mary's budding curiosity. At that time, studying science was considered unladylike. Mary tried to convince the head of her boarding school to allow her some instruction in chemistry, but the headmistress refused. Still, Mary's fascination with the medical book didn't go away. She went to the University of Pennsylvania, which was located near her house, and demanded a professor there give her some instruction, despite the fact that she was still only 12 years old. The professor told her he would consider teaching her if she learned to read and spell the words in the book and returned when she was older. Though she didn't return to that specific professor, she did return to the University of Pennsylvania in the 1890s. She was the only woman in her class and studied chemistry and biology in the university's town scientific school to earn a certificate of proficiency. She had to settle for that instead of a bachelor's degree, which was denied due to her gender. Nevertheless, she returned and earned a PhD in the same field in 1895. The University of Pennsylvania was one of the only schools to give doctorate degrees to women at that time. After graduating with her PhD, Mary created her own lab, the Philadelphia Clinical Laboratory, to analyze different bacteria. She took aim at the ice cream supply. She educated farmers about safety practices while handling raw milk in order to prevent outbreaks of sickness. In 1905, Mary met Harvey Wiley, a famous chemist, and the two began working together on cold storage and refrigeration. The next year, thanks in part to Harvey Wiley, the Pure Food and Drug Act passed, which tightened regulations on food labeling and safety. The government created the Bureau of Chemistry's Food Research Lab to help fulfill the safety requirements outlined in the law, and Harvey wanted Mary to be in charge. After all, she got the top score on the exam required to enter federal service. Harvey was so sure that Mary was the best choice that he tried to conceal the fact that she was a woman by referring to her only as M.E. Pennington on the necessary paperwork. His trickery was soon discovered, but Harvey continued the fight by arguing that Mary couldn't be denied simply on account of her gender. Mary was hired to lead the lab. Her work in that lab established the foundation of today's food knowledge, that keeping bacteria count low in refrigerated foods like milk, eggs, and cheese is instrumental to food safety. She also developed standards for processing chickens for food, led an investigation of the refrigerated boxcar, and served on Herbert Hoover's War Food Administration during World War I. In 1919, Mary left her work for the federal government to continue research in her own lab about the safety of frozen foods. Through her later research, she discovered that freezing food was a more viable storage method than canning or smoking. During her career, Mary won the Garvin Olin Medal, the highest award given to women in the American Chemical Society. In 1923, she was recognized by the American Society of Heating, Refrigeration, and Air Conditioning Engineers as the greatest American expert on home refrigeration. She's also in the National Women's Hall of Fame. Throughout her career, Mary encouraged young women to participate in the sciences, including her own niece, who also went on to pursue a STEM degree. Mary passed away in a hospital in 1952. She was 80 years old. Today, we might take Mary Engle Pennington's science for granted, but she helped save millions of lives by educating society about food safety. As always, we're taking a break for the weekend, but tune in on Monday for the story of our final world-changing STEMinist. Special thanks to my favorite sister and co-creator, Liz Kaplan. Talk to you on Monday. Technology is at the center of how our world is changing, from the way we work, to the way we live, to the way we buy. And if you want to understand it, you have to talk to the powerful people who make it. That's what Kara Swisher does best. Every week on Recode Decode, you'll hear in-depth interviews with tech titans, politicians, journalists, celebrities, and more. Some recent guests include Adam Schiff, Pete Buttigieg, Natasha Lyonne, Preet Bharara, Adam Mosseri, and Stacey Abrams. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe for free in your favorite podcast app to get new episodes automatically. From Recode and the Vox Media Podcast Network, check out Recode Decode with Kara Swisher.
Hey there, I'm Lark.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Hillary. We're the hosts of Hearsay, a new podcast series from the National Women's Law Center.
In each episode, we deep dive into the cultural moments that live rent-free in our heads. From exploring workers' rights through reality TV to walking down memory lane revisiting the many flawed media depictions of abortion.
Because we work at NWLC, we have access to the experts who can help us connect the dots between the issues that we work on and those pop culture moments that you just can't stop thinking about.
Join us each episode as we debrief on the latest happenings in our corners of the internet and explore what they mean for society as a whole.
Subscribe now to Hearsay wherever you get your podcasts, and let's dive deep into the moments that define us.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.